Now, before we go, I want to ask you to do something. I don't do that very often, but I have it on my conscience today and want to do it. There was a time I thought any legislative proposal to strengthen civil rights and assure freedom with equity would pass easily in our Congress. Not so, though. And ironically, a lack of commitment to religious freedom has been a part of the problem here. So it has been a part of the problem with passing the legislation known as ENDA, Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Ever since I came to D.C. 16 years ago, some form of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act has been before Congress. Early on, it got nowhere quickly and a lot of criticism. Plenty of people have claimed that their religious freedom, which allows them to label homosexuality as a sin, also allows them to discriminate against gays and lesbians in the workplace by denying them the same right other people have in the workplace. Well, that is not fair, and it certainly isn't right in the opinions of many of us. Well, next week, we will likely have a chance to make a significant step toward ENDA becoming a law. Majority Leader in the U.S. Senate, Harry Reid, has promised a vote on ENDA, likely this coming week. We're counting 58 votes for the bill in the United States Senate. That's too short of the 60 that we would need to protect it from a filibuster. Just this past week, Senators Bill Nelson and Mark Pryor have said they will vote for the bill. An approval of this bill, friends, becoming law in the Senate, would be a terrific step forward. As always, I want to be honest with you about this. Even if the Senate passes this important legislation and gives it to the House, well, the House isn't going to do a thing about it. Remember, we're still dealing with politics, not miracles here. But also, one can take a giant step forward if we combat discrimination by the passage of this bill in the Senate. I say all of that to ask you to please call the Capitol switchboard and ask to speak to your senators so you can encourage them to vote for this bill. Here's the number, 202-224-3132, the Capitol switchboard. Call your congressman that way, senator especially, and you can make a contribution to what could be a historic moment. You also could go to our website, the Interfaith Alliance website, interfaithalliance.org. Take action, help change history, and advance freedom. Seriously, it's that important. Thank you. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. State of Belief Radio is made possible in part by the generous donations of listeners like you. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com and consider making a contribution today. We'll use it wisely to keep State of Belief on the air and to expand the reach of this program at a time when so few voices representing an inclusive, respectful approach to interreligious dialogue seem to exist. Stateofbelief.com is also where you can find out more about the show, hear extended interviews, watch in-studio videos, read transcripts, sign up for our podcasts. You'll find more information about the topics discussed on this week's show and resources to help bring State of Belief to a radio station near you. Stay in touch with us, please, throughout the week. Use Facebook and Twitter. There's also contact information available at stateofbelief.com. Our listener line is 800-856-0277. We encourage you to tell others about the show and encourage them to listen as well. Join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy, that state of belief.